And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of August, 2010. Friday, the 13th. 20 million Americans are said to feel unlucky today. People who suffer from phrygotriskaidophobia, a word made up of a combination of Norse and Greek root words for fear and Friday and 13, which is actually a combination of two separate phobias. 13, considered unlucky in much of folklore, and so is Friday, which occurs whenever the first day of a month is a Sunday. The number 13 has been unlucky for a long time because 12 is a complete number in Judeo-Christian culture. 12 months in a year, 12 hours on a standard clock, 12 apostles, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 days of Christmas, 12 eggs in a dozen, and so forth. And so the number just beyond 12 is considered unlucky. And that's why you may not find a 13th floor in a building. As for Friday, it's considered unlucky because it's the day of Jesus' crucifixion. And so we have the Friday the 13th series of films. There have been 12 so far. The 13th is due out on Friday the 13th of July, 2012. There is only one Friday the 13th this year. Some years have up to three of them. And there are remedies to ward off bad luck today. You can burn any socks with holes in them, or you can eat gristle while standing on your head, or you can climb up to a mountaintop if you're near one. Today is also International Left-Handers Day, a day for the 10 to 15% of the world's population who are left-handed. Left-Handers International started this day agitating for left-handed scissors and left-handed school desks, left-handed computer mice. Their mantra is lefties have rights. And because right-handed people operate in the left side of the brain, left-handed people in the right side, therefore only left-handed people are in their right mind. Here's a poem for today by X.J. Kennedy, Death of a Window Washer. He dropped the way you'd slam an obstinate sash, his split belt like a shade unrolling, flapping, forgotten on his account, the mindless copying machine ran scores of memos no one wanted, heads stared from every floor, noon traffic halted as though transformed to stone. Cops sealed the block with sawhorse barricades, laid canvas cover. Nuns crossed themselves. Flies went on being alive. A broker counted 10 shares sold as 5. And by coincidence, a digital clock stopped in front of a second it couldn't leap over. Struck wordless by his tumble from the sky to their feet, two lovers held fast to each other, uttering cries. But he had made no cry. He'd made the city pause briefly to suffer his taking ample room for once. In rather a tedious while, the rinsed street left to dry unlatched its gates that passers-by might pass. Why did he live and die? His legacy is mute, one final gleaming pane of glass. Death of a Window Washer by X.J. Kennedy, from his collection In a Prominent Bar in Secaucus, New and Selected Poems, 1955 to 2007, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.